With a rich biodiversity, cities can have enormous potential to mitigate the effects of climate change, according to the world's first global assessment on the relationship between urbanization and biodiversity loss. The Cities and Biodiversity Outlook, CBO publication, was released on Friday. The assessment argues that cities can become carbon sinks rather than emission sources by the preservation of green areas, green corridors, green roofs, and brownfields, that's land previously used for industrial and commercial purposes. Professor Thomas Elkqvist is the scientific editor of the assessment and theme leader at the Stockholm Resilience Center, the SRC.
Investments in biodiversity and ecosystem services could significantly improve human health, could significantly contribute to food security, particularly in growing African cities, could significantly contribute to water security by cleaning water and by securing water sources, and also, which has been discussed today, contribute to urban resilience by a more effective climate change adaptation.
The volume of research was produced by the SRC, together with the Secretariat of the Convention on Biological Diversity, in partnership with UN Habitat and ICLEI, Local Governments for Sustainability. Deanne Penn, United Nations.